couple of hot rodders, Jan and Dean, hot rodding it toward Drag City this morning. This is a Friday morning, January 3rd, 1964 edition of the First Team Show. 8:30 in the morning from 790 on your dial. WAKY in Louisville, the smile on your dial. Timmy Tyler doing the grinning this morning. Jimmy Brand, he's not grinning today at all. He's sick and in bed. Hopes to be back tomorrow morning, and we hope he'll be back too. 44, our Louisville street level temperature this morning.
Television looks better than ever for 1964, and Southern Supply has the better buys on famous Westinghouse TV. Right now at Southern Supply, you'll find a Westinghouse full 19-inch portable with all-channel UHF, VHF for only $139.95. This is the lowest price ever for fine-quality 19-inch television. There are hundreds of other comparable values waiting for you at all six Southern Supply stores. You'll always find a better buy at Southern Supply, home of U.S. Royal Tires.
From the WAKY Community Bulletin Board, want to tell you the Louisville Memorial Hospital begins a cancer detection clinic on a weekly basis starting on Monday, the 6th of Jan. And that'll be from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. And on Wednesday, they'll also have this cancer detection clinic open. That'll be Wednesday the 8th from 1 till 4 p.m. and every Monday and Wednesday thereafter.
That's the Louisville Bulletin Board.
Kings of the Sun. Now, the timeless legend of a golden civilization is magnificently recreated on the motion picture screen. Yul Brynner, George Chakiris, Shirley Ann Field in Kings of the Sun. In color by Deluxe and Panavision, released through United Artists.
Now, a lost world becomes a new world of adventure.
Exclusive indoor showing now at the Bard Theater.
No matter how you say it.
Primero uno.
Namera Dean.
C'est le premier.
Ein. It all means the same. This song is number one.
Popsicles and icicles. Hey, those are the mermaids. Tune topper of the week, number one from the WAKY Silver Dollar Survey. Time check for you on the First Team Show, 26 before 9 o'clock.
Electronic journalism is the term used to describe radio news. WAKY News uses every facet of electronic journalism to make sure the public hears the news first and factually. For another first edition report, don't miss the next edition of WAKY News.
All righty, on WAKY, I want to remind you, the streets are wet this morning. For the most part, they're clear of snow, although there are some slick spots, so drive carefully this morning. Use extreme caution and drive a little bit slow and leave a few minutes for you to get to work because there are some slick spots and you must exercise a little more caution than normally. It's 25 before 9 now. It's 44 degrees on the First Team Radio Program from WAKY, where swingin's our chore in 1964.
Three instead of two. This is Art Linkletter for Royal Crown Cola, to let you in on the reason why more of the goingest people are going for RC half quarts every day. Just count the bottles, check the size, compare the price. Royal Crown half quarts give you three servings instead of two. Right, three RC servings instead of the two you'll find in the smaller king-size bottles of other leading colas. Try brisk and bracing Royal Crown today. It's the best cola buy in town.
Timmy Tyler here reminding you that it's the Jumpin' Jack Sanders Show this afternoon, 2 o'clock until 6. Listen for the Jumper, Wacky's 4F draft dodger, borderline neurotic, blurry-eyed crop duster, and mediocre Boy Scout. That's almost a perfect description of Jumper Jack.
Gather around, everybody.
I'm gathered.
I want to tell you a little story about Betty and Dupree. Betty told Dupree.
There's Billy Adams for you on WAKY this morning. He's singing about Betty and Dupree. It's 21 minutes before 9 this morning on the First Team Show for a Friday, January 3rd. 44 degrees, Louisville temperature rating. Mostly sunny, windy, and warmer today. High of 58. Fair and cooler tonight and tomorrow. The low tonight, 30, and the high tomorrow, 45. Hey, and today is the day we find out if you get to wear those AUH2O buttons or not. I think those are cute. Goldwater shall announce whether he shall be a candidate or not. A source close to Goldwater says he will run. I thought he wouldn't, but maybe he will. We'll find out for sure today. Stay tuned for WAKY, and we'll have coverage from that news conference. I don't know what time it is. Bob Watson, do you know what time that news conference is? Oh, he'll check on it for me, okay.
They're used to champions over at Parkland Supply Company. They sell them every day, Firestone Safety Champions, Firestone Deluxe Champion Tires. But now, a new champion will be there. Saturday, January 4th, they're hosting a world's champion, Don Carter, Mr. Bowling himself. That's right, Parkland Supply and the Firestone organization are bringing Don Carter to Louisville for a personal appearance, and you're invited. Don, Mr. Bowling Carter, will autograph his book, 10 Secrets of Bowling, at Parkland Supply Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. A regular $2.95 edition of the book is on sale at just 69 cents. And that's not all. Door prizes galore, including 100 free bowling games, courtesy of Louisville Bowling Proprietors Association and Parkland Supply. Stop in and say hello. Remember the place, Parkland Supply Company, 2817 Dumanil, Saturday, January 4th.
Well, just found out, Goldwater shall announce whether to be or not to be a candidate at 1:30 this afternoon. That's when his news conference coming up. A lot of people interested on who President Johnson shall be running against. All righty, let's see what else Bob Watson knows for sure this morning. WAKY information.
WAKY, constant coverage news headlines.
The pedestrian struck down in the 6700 block of Preston Highway is dead on arrival at General Hospital. Police and hospital officials report the man unidentified. An L-shaped expanse of the Pacific is being combed for the crew of a downed cargo plane after strong distress signals were heard in the area. An aide to Senator Barry Goldwater says the Arizona lawmaker will announce at 1:30 p.m. this afternoon that he will seek the Republican presidential nomination. The British cabinet is meeting in emergency session to discuss the Cyprus crisis. Final preparations for tomorrow's Holy Land pilgrimage of Pope Paul are being rushed with special emphasis on security arrangements. Weather outlook, mostly sunny, windy and warmer. Street level temperature, 44 degrees. The next report of WAKY News at any moment.
When you just give love and never get love, you'd better let love depart.
Since the fell right in the snow for you. Hey, that's Lenny Welch for you this morning on WAKY, one of those smooth sounds from the Silver Dollar Survey. Still a popular one in our town, number 29. Remember, Jerry Barr, 8 o'clock tonight, reviews the brand new Wacky Silver Dollar Survey, starting with song number 40, 8 o'clock tonight. 15 before 9, Wacky Type Time here on the First Team broadcast for a Friday morning.
Hi there, this is Jim Brand speaking for Dean Delaney, the Dean of Furniture Value. One thing we all seem to enjoy more during these long, cold winter nights is sleep. Yes, it's so wonderful at the end of the day to crawl into a warm, comfortable bed. The new year is a good time to resolve to get more comfortable sleep, and Delaney is ready to help you with a huge stock of beds specially priced during January, which is Furniture Month. You'll find famous name brands, Haywood, Wakefield, Rexel, all the names you know you can trust for quality and durability. Start the new year with more comfortable sleep with a new bed from Delaney Furniture Company. You'll pay nothing down, no payments until March, and then just $7.50 per month. Come in soon, and you'll usually get the best of the Dean at Delaney Furniture Company, 1536 Lytle Street, two blocks north of Main, just west of 15th Street.
All the schools that were closed yesterday are closed again today, with possibly the exception, only exception, being the Baptist Elementary School, the seminary. They'll be open today. Eastern and Western colleges, they hope to resume Saturday classes tomorrow. St. George Elementary School, they're not in session today either. We had a couple calls about that. 14 in front of the 9 o'clock mark with 44 type degrees. Our overnight low was 42. Mostly sunny, windy, and warmer today with a high of 58, Kentuckiana weather word.
Let's have a little plain talk about radio stations. It's true, they all spin the records the same way. But WAKY has the proper blend of personality, music, and information that make it so listenable. Easy to come by, too. Just dial it.
You're down on the First Team show this morning with Timmy Tyler holding down the fort. Hey, here's a little music to horse around by on a Friday morning. This is Murray Kellum.
Giddy-up, giddy-up. Well, I'm a long tall Dixon. I ride a big white horse.
He ride from Texas on a big white horse.
He's a long, tall, lanky type Texan. Did you hear about the Texan who had the inferiority complex? Thought he was no better than anybody else?
You'll hear the most popular, popular music. Just the best will do. A big radio in Louisville, W-A-K-Y.
Lucy, Jane, we got our new car last night, and I'm so excited I couldn't wait to tell you about it. A Ford? No, we bought a 64 Pontiac, a real dream of a car. We were going to buy a Ford or Chevrolet, but I was kidding Bob as we drove in Shelbyville Road and said, let's stop by Sam's Swope Pontiac on Breckenridge Lane and see if nobody walks away. Let's show them that we can walk away. Well, just for a laugh, we stopped in at Swope Pontiac, and Lucy, you can buy a big, sweet, lovable Pontiac for less than what we were going to pay for a Ford or Chevrolet. What? Why would anyone buy a Ford or Chevrolet when they could have a Pontiac? I guess they don't know that Sam Swope Pontiac sells new Pontiacs at Ford and Chevrolet prices. Lucy, I don't think you can return your Chevrolet.
$99 down delivers a 64 Pontiac from Sam Swope Pontiac. Drive out Frankfort Avenue or Water 6 Expressway to 126 Breckenridge Lane. Find out why nobody walks away.
Mystery. Suspense. Excitement. They all describe Wacky's
code contest.
And the payoff will be invaluable prizes to our Wacky listeners. The code contest begins Monday on 790.
It's another fantastic first for Louisville on WAKY.
This is WAKY, the big step forward in modern radio. 44 type degrees this morning on a sunny Friday morning.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley's Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Slipping and sliding on Louisville Roads this morning, Jim and Monica.
Slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding. Been so long time ago.
Jim and Monica on WAKY, slipping and sliding. And if you're not careful, you could slip and slide this morning on the roads. There are some slick spots still, because a few thin layers of ice here and there. So be careful coming to work this morning, won't you? Wouldn't want to lose a listener. See you in 5 minutes with more music here on the First Team Show. April Stevens and Nino Tempo and Whispering at 9 o'clock. This is WAKY 790 on your dial in Louisville, Kentucky.
Wherever news is being made.
Beirut.
Saidati Wasaadati.
Frankfurt. WAKY News, first at 55, wherever news breaks out.
Bob Watson reporting at 8:55, Louisville pedestrian struck and killed. A man has been pronounced dead on arrival at General Hospital from a traffic accident in the 6700 block of Preston Highway. Both county police and hospital officials report the victim unidentified at the moment. Louisville, still no word from Kansas City. Mayor William Conger's assistant, Glenn Swindler, tells WAKY News this morning there's still no definite word from owner Charles Finley of the Kansas City Athletics on a move to Louisville. Yesterday, WAKY News spoke with Finley in his Chicago office. He said the Athletics feel they have not been treated well in the Missouri City. And to quote the club owner, if this keeps up, anything can happen. Finley warned Louisville residents, however, about getting too excited yet. The possibility of Louisville getting the American League franchise arose when Mayor Conger was asked if the city would like to host the team. A telegram was fired off to Chicago from City Hall immediately, informing Finley Louisville would take the A's either temporarily or permanently. Louisville, county accidents hurt 5. A traffic crash this morning at Dixie Highway and Blevins Gap Road sent 20-year-old George Frum of 3644 Elderwood Way and 22-year-old Patricia Kirkland of 171 Mill Drive to St. Mary and Elizabeth Hospital. 30-year-old William Turner of 5443 Miners Lane suffered leg injuries in a crash at 6300 Preston Highway. An accident at Newburgh Road and Indian Trail sent Forrest Mangus of 1221 Kirbiston, New Albany to Jewish Hospital. And 37-year-old Wilbur Justine of 1034 and a half Miners Lane went to Methodist Hospital from an accident at Fern Valley Road and Valley Road. None of the 5 suffered serious injuries.
You're hearing it first on WAKY News. McClintic is magnificent. Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the most rip-snorting, wild, and wonderful way-out brawl that ever tore apart a motion picture screen. Just listen.
McClintic Rider!
But don't get the wrong idea. McClintic has its quieter moments, too. Just listen to this tender scene of family devotion.
If you're my father, if you love me, you'll shoot him.
I'm your father, and I sure love you. So?
Oh, you shot him!
McClintic is magnificent. McClintic, starring John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. It wallops the daylights out of every Western you ever saw. McClintic, in Technicolor and Panavision.
Now showing at the Twilight, New Albany, Preston, and Lakewood drive-in theaters.
Louisville idea to be aired. A proposal to have the state take over operation of Children's Hospital in Louisville is expected to be made during the forthcoming legislative session. The idea is from Louisville Senator C.W.A. McCann. WAKY News speaks with Senator McCann and asks the advantages of having the state operate Children's Hospital.
Well, in the first place, from what I've heard and what I've read, that the Children's Hospital is in difficulties financially, and back there several years ago, I persuaded very hard on Governor Combs at that time to advance some money to keep him alive and keep him in business. At that time, he did. And since then, they're coming back again, from what I hear, for the 64 session to ask for more money. And it looks to me like we'll be in a position to help them. And at the same time, I'm having a bill prepared to see if we can't take the Children's Hospital over entirely, and which one floor I understand is closed. We could open that floor up for the mental retarded children, and at the same time keep the same people on the payroll. And the ones that's been taken off the payroll, I think there's about 25 people or maybe more. We could bring those back on the payroll again, and also help to enlarge facilities that has been stopped temporarily, from what I've heard.
Louisville Senator C.W.A. McCann. WAKY News, Dateline's The World. Honolulu, an L-shaped expanse of the Pacific, is being combed for the crew of a downed cargo plane. The plane is believed to have been in the water since yesterday morning. Phoenix, Arizona. Senator Barry Goldwater of Arizona tells the nation today whether he will seek the Republican presidential nomination, and a source close to him says the statement will be yes. Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the only avowed GOP candidate thus far, New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller, returns to New Hampshire today to campaign for the state's first-in-the-nation primary, March 10th. Rockefeller will make appearances at both Portsmouth and Concord. London, the British cabinet is meeting an emergency session to discuss the Cyprus crisis.
Current Kentuckiana climatological conditions.
Mostly sunny, windy, and warmer today. High 58, fair and cooler tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight, 30. High tomorrow, 45. Right now, winds are from the south-southwest at 15 miles an hour. Relative humidity, 76%. Street level temperature, 48 degrees. Bob Watson reporting the 855 edition of WAKY News. From WAKY, 790 Louisville, Kentucky. At the electronic tone, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.